This Rugby League report is brought to you by Volkswagen Amarok, the most powerful Utunitz class.
Bradley comes out to link with Cronk, Tedesco, quick hands, they've got them at the first attempt. Now White showing it to Young, Croker on the angle, that was pretty simple also. Only two tries on the board, they go short side, here is Keary, gives it to Mitchell, they came up empty. There might have been an issue though with the put down. Penalty try to Latrell Mitchell for the foul play. Here's Cronk to Keary, a long left-hand side to Desco. Suddenly with three on two, stays alive, still going, finds Mitchell, who grabbed a hat-trick last week. Now Williams holding it up. Nickel Klokstad spins away from Orbison, beats the cover of Tupanua, and the Raiders have found a way in. His left-hand side, they are flat on both sides of the field. Parley, as a result, takes it forward, finds Whitehead. He'll link up. Michael Oldfield scores for Canberra. They're coming to get them.
Yeah, Warren Smith describing that beautifully. The Canberra Raiders up against the Roosters for Fox, but I always got the impression that the Roosters were in control. They had some horrific injuries throughout the game. Let's hope when, you know, the dust settles later on today when scans come back. Tupou didn't look good when he left the field. By the way, didn't look good when Latrell Mitchell left the field. I thought
he was gone for 6 months.
Looks like he was gone forever. Like, he just couldn't get out of the in-goal area, could he? Just had to limp out the back. Boyd Cordner also went down. A little bit of an update there. Trent Robinson just thinks time will beat Boyd for the next round, round 10 of the competition, with the short turnaround. Believes Latrell Mitchell, somehow he's going to be okay to play. He got back out there on the footy field, Loth, which was quite amazing. We just hope for a good scan for Tupou when he sees doctors later on today.
Yeah, Trent Robinson said after the game he's in good spirits. It's not that serious. He got up and had some tingles down his arm, but the doctor thinks he will be fine. So they're just getting those MRI scans just to make sure that Tupou is okay. I thought the Roosters were in control. It was 30-6 there just after half time today. Desco's in scintillating form. Luke Keary are playing some really good football for the Chooks at the moment, and they are the competition front runners, and at the moment they are sitting atop with the South Sydney Roosters. But shortly we'll talk to Queensland Origin coach Kevvy Walters, who's actually joined us on the line now. Morning, Kevvy.
Hey, good morning, Loz. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How did you enjoy the magic round?
Oh, I loved it, mate. Yeah, plenty of good footy on show, that's for sure, from Thursday night right through to Sunday. And look, I just think it's a great initiative from the NRL. I mean, I haven't had too many negative comments, actually, around Brisbane this weekend about it all. A few ideas on how to get things better, and that's always good. But I think it's here for the long term. I believe it's a three-year deal that they've got with Suncorp Stadium. So, you know, obviously the first year is always very exciting, but we need to build on that now from a fan point of view, and also from the game point of view, and get this right, because it's a great concept.
Yep, any innovation's a good one, and it's worth a try, and it certainly was successful first up, Kevvy. Officially over 134,000 tickets to the event, and probably condensing it into 3 days instead of the 4 days with that Thursday night game. That seems to be one of the major pushes.
Yeah, it is. But TK, don't you want to come to Queensland and enjoy the four beautiful days up here, mate? Throw another night in, eh? What's that mean to people?
Surely that'd make everyone eligible for Queensland Origin, wouldn't it?
Well, it could do in the future, mate. Yeah, we get this happening. You know, we got little... Yeah, it's all good. But like 4 days in Queensland, how good is that?
Out of the ground pull-up, Kevvy, do you think?
Oh, it was fantastic, Laurie. Yeah, I did a little thing yesterday for Fox in the middle of the field. It was fast and in great nick. So the curators of Suncorp have done a magnificent job. The rain... Well, obviously they're watering the field nightly, but it got a little bit of a sprinkle there. I think that was on the Saturday night, wasn't it? A little bit of rain around, but then Sunday, a beautiful day yesterday.
And yeah.
Just great to see day football as well at Suncorp Stadium, because the Broncos don't play too many day games, and it just really does. I mean, when I saw the Raiders run out yesterday, it just took me back to the 90s, Loz, when playing against you buggers from Canberra, when you'd come up on a Sunday afternoon, and it was just some great memories there as well. And the Raiders... bit unfortunate yesterday. I thought they were out of class, you know, by the Roosters. But they put in a good show for themselves.
Yeah. Do you see it at the moment, Kevvy, as Roosters, South Sydney,
daylight.
You know, and then not so much daylight, then Melbourne beneath those two clubs and then the others?
No, well, I put the three together.
Right.
You know, Storm were pretty convincing to me again, you know, on Saturday night in their match. So I put those three. And then Raiders are smidgen behind that, excuse me. And then after that, you've got to go, obviously, with there are some teams that are probably on the same wavelength from their back. And then you've got a couple down the bottom who aren't going quite so well at all. So, yeah, it's interesting times. But it is, what are we, we've had nine rounds now, so we're a third of the way through the premiership, and already the leaders are really starting to dominate. But I think we can see some of those bottom teams come up a bit, and the top teams surely can't play that level for the rest of the season.
No, you're probably right there. But talking of some of those bottom teams, your expectation on Penrith coming into the season and their start to the season, they've had two victories from nine games. Can you see them playing finals football? And what's going wrong in your eyes when you watch Penrith play?
Yeah, while it's mathematically possible, you know, you wouldn't write Penrith off because they've got too many, you know, well, particularly too many good players there to not make the eight. But, you know, they are sort of struggling a bit at the moment, and it's their own fault more than anyone. They're just their lack of discipline, their lack of ball control, you know, that's sort of been costing them. I don't think it's an effort thing with the Panthers. It's just that they haven't executed well, and we've seen all the teams over the weekend. If you don't get that right, you put yourself in a vulnerable position, and that's what happened, you know, unfortunately, to the Panthers. We saw the Titans, you know, in a similar mode. They sort of let themselves down a little bit, you know, on Thursday night. So, yeah, it's one of those things. I can see them making the eight. Well, you know, the Panthers, certainly, and the Broncos. Cowboys as well. I can see them, you know, making a charge. But it's got to start soon, Loz. It's got to start soon.
How's your hooking position for Origin looking?
Oh, absolutely outstanding, TK. We have got number nines coming everywhere for us. Now, I was pretty impressed with Jake Granville yesterday with his work around the nine position. Obviously, Ben Hunt's another one that's sort of been touted as to come into that position. But I'm really excited, I've got to say, about this year's series. I mean, we're doing some good things, a lot of our boys. And speaking with DCE over the weekend as well, he's very confident that he can get back playing. If not playing, will certainly be getting himself right for Origin 1. So plenty of good things happening for the Maroons.
And he'll be mentally tested, but I've got to say, hats off to Ben Hunt. He dropped that ball from the restart, right? Stone Cold dropped it. But he fronted up. He took all the questions from anybody who wanted to ask him, from the print, the radio, the TV. He dropped a ball. But it was good that he fronted up and just said, well, you know what? Yes, it is the second time I've done it.
Yeah. and it can happen.
What more can he do?
Yeah.
No, well, he can't, as long as he doesn't drop one in a few weeks. That'll be, which I'm sure he won't. Yeah, you've got to face the music, and I like his honesty there. And he, you know, he's a good young fella, Benny Hunt, and his best football still, you know, yet to come in front of him. Like, you know, the Dragons, they were probably another team that were a little bit disappointing. I thought they might have gone on with that against the Warriors, but they just got it wrong at key stages. So, yeah, it was a good win for the Warriors.
Yeah, Kevy, just with Ben Hunt, like, he'll be there. Well, we're assuming he'll be there somewhere in the Queensland Origin team. But given he doesn't play regularly as a nine, do you look at going with a number nine and then bringing him off the bench, or it wouldn't worry you to start him and try and get him through 80?
We're looking at all options. Laurie obviously was, you know, with both, you know, Ben Hunt playing nine or possibly starting someone else there at nine and then shuffling things around. But the good thing, well, the important thing is for all those Queensland players to get them, you know, get themselves in nice touch coming in. You know, I feel that's been the case with our key players. Certainly, Caelan Ponga was really good for the Knights.
Yeah.
Cameron Munster was probably one of the best players over the weekend. So, you know, we've got some good players in good touch, which is, you know, it's going to be a big help for us, you know, coming into Origin. Yeah. And there's lots of different options we can go to. We've got to get through two more rounds yet before we announce the team, but we've got a fair idea on what we're doing with things, and we've got a good idea, and really, as I say, really excited about what lies ahead for Origin this year.
Yeah. How's he go with his defence, Caelan, in terms of organising the defensive line? Because I see that as being critical in how you'll go this year. I thought Billy Slade obviously made a huge difference to Queensland in that regard in games two and three yesterday. But with Damien Cook being so dynamic out of dummy half, and I just watched yesterday when you know, Jordan Carr, who not a regular fullback, just wasn't able to control that defensive line as well as the gun fullbacks can in the competition. The Cowboys were exposed a little bit through the middle.
Yeah, they certainly were. And that was for all eyes to see yesterday afternoon. And obviously he's in pretty good touch, the bloke from South in the nine jumper. So, you know, he caused a little bit of damage last year as well, you know, through that middle period. But I thought in games two and three, we controlled that a lot better. So that's what, you know, you just got to get it right. If you don't get it right, you're paying. It's not just Cook in that position. There's several players, you know, around the team that can hurt you. Likewise, you know, with Queensland, we've got some players that can do that as well. If you don't aim up defensively, you're gonna pay a price, and that's always been the case at Origin level. Regardless, you know, Origin's been going for nearly 40 years, and it just happens all the time. If you don't get it right at the top level, you will get caught out. So that'll be our big mentos, and you know, getting that right, and that's as Kalen's role, well, the fullback's role, whoever that's going to be, it's got to, you know, he's got to be good in defence, and that's what we expect from our players when they get on the field.
Yeah, Billy was the best at it, mate. One of our listeners has asked us to ask you about Reid Mahoney. Is he a chance for hooker?
Well, he certainly is. I mean, he was a bit bemused why he didn't start the game yesterday. And then I saw the press conference with Brad Arthur and why he sort of kept him out of it all. They wanted to play, you know, through the middle. And I think he's obviously a very exciting young player. Still maturing, I think, as a number nine. But you don't know what's around the corner for all these players. And, you know, we're happy with the progress that he's making. He's made some good inroads this year in his game. And, you know, in a couple of weeks' time, he could well find himself, you know, in that nine jumper.
How's Josh Maguire tracking, mate? Were you there, Kevin?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Yeah, Josh Maguire, mate, he didn't play on the weekend. Obviously, suffered a calf injury the previous week. How's he tracking? Is he still a chance for Origin 1?
Yeah, certainly. We'd be expecting him to play in Origin 1. I believe, after speaking with Josh last week, he's a good chance of playing this weekend. If not, he'll get one game in coming into the Origin. So I think they play who are they playing? This Parramatta, I think they're playing.
Parramatta.
So he's hoping to play in that game. If not, he'll be on deck the week after and then into Origin. So he's another guy that we're really looking forward to getting into the team and, in amongst all the Maroons players as such, because he's a good leader and he's a really good Origin player at the end of the day. So, yeah, we're going to need him.
Good on you, Kevy. I'm glad you survived Magic Round, mate. It looked to be a tremendous successful weekend, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good on you, guys. Enjoy.